Pop Quiz by Apple Bottoms. Ask not who the school bell rings for.
Welcome, welcome everyone! Thank you so much for coming to today's family day!
Cheerily called warmly, smiling to the gathered room of folds and their chosen family members.
I'm so glad we had such a good turnout today! Today we are so excited to give you all a taste of what a typical day is like here at Ponyville's finest elementary school!
It's the only elementary school!
Applejack muttered.
Applejack! Shh!
Rarity hissed, nudging her sharply with one elbow.
Miss Cheerily, when do we get our powder room break? Oh, Rarity, if you need to use a little Philly's room, you can go at any time.
Cheerily smiled.
Now, next up we will... No, nothing like that, Miss Cheerily.
Rarity tittered.
I mean, when do we go to get our makeup touch-ups? Reapply our perfumes and our bespoke scented body glitter?
Cheerily paused.
You can do that in the little Philly's room, I suppose? You don't have a powder room?
Rarity gasped.
What kind of elementary school is this? A normal one?
Cheerily ground out and forcibly unclenched her jaw before she spoke next, her voice cheerful and bright once more.
All right, students, who's ready to take a fun pop quiz? Oh, pop quiz, I'm ready!
Twilight Sparkle gasped, rubbing her hooves together at her tiny desk.
I was up studying all night! Princess Twilight, what foal are you accompanying today? Well, I'm here to accompany Spike. He's considering enrolling here next year.
Where is Spike?
Spike had a little cough.
Twilight Sparkle swept a hoof across her forehead.
Gosh, is it hot in here or is it just me? Spike sure will enjoy it here, cold-blooded, you know.
Cheerily closed her eyes for a beat, then fought to regain her flagging cheerful vibe.
All right, let's start handing out these sheets. Everyone do your best, but don't worry if you don't know the answer. Today is about learning from our mistakes just as much as it is getting a good score. Applebloom, will you be my helper to hand out all the papers?
As the papers went around the room, the parents shared a small chuckle between themselves and dutifully lifted their pencils to begin writing. The day was getting off to a quick start, it seemed, and every parent, guardian, sibling, or close friend was eager to show their young companions a proper way to take a pop quiz. Well, in their own way.
No, Miss Cheerily.
Applejack interjected a few minutes in.
I think there may be an error in your mathematics here.
Cheerily rose from her desk and crossed to Applejack's own tiny one, which the orange mare was currently contorting her muscular frame to fit into.
Yes, Applejack?
See, on question two, it says, Bubble Bell has 5 apples. Little Frogger comes along and takes 2 apples. How many apples does Bubble Bell have left?
Cheerily waited for a moment for a question that never came.
Alright, so how many apples are left? It's a word problem. The equations we're looking for is 5 minus 2. So that would be...
No. No, that ain't right. If Little Frogger is gonna come up on the rest of some pony's hard-earned crop, then Bubble Bell's going to have to do something about it.
Applejack, if you could keep your voice down...
Since when's Little Frogger allowed to just steal apples? That used to be a buck and crumb. They'd go hunt him down and turn his heart as what they do. Why?
Applejack, when we are inside, we need to use our...
If Little Frogger was in front of me right now, why I...
Inside voices! Inside voices!
The room fell silent abruptly and Cheerily flushed an even brighter shade of magenta.
Well, you don't have to tell me twice, Miss Cheerily.
Applejack said a little primly. Cheerily closed her eyes again for a moment, counting back from 100.
You can skip that question.
Cheerily turned and silently walked back to her desk. Out of sight of the students, she pulled a squeezy foam smiley face from her desk drawer and began clenching it very rapidly between her hooves.
Miss Cheerily!
The foam toy exploded from the force Cheerily was exerting on it. Silently, she put the pieces back into the drawer.
Yes, Pinkie Pie? Oh, I just had a question!
And you are here accompanying...
Oh, I'm not!
Pinkie Pie giggled.
But the case, they're going to need to school eventually, right? For the twins? So I'm making a tour of all the local schools.
Oh, see. Turley relaxed and tried not to visibly sag as she crossed to Pinkie Pie's desk. So you had a question about our kindergarten program? The daycare?
I was actually curious about your average SAT scores.
Turley blinked. Pardon?
Well, I'm interested in hearing about your university acceptance rates, of course, but the SAT score seemed like a nice place to start, you know? And of course I want to hear all about school life balance. How is the student's mental health is taken into account? It's so important, don't you agree? Now tell me, do you use more of an authoritarian style of teaching? Or are you maybe more of a delegator style? Or maybe a hybrid? Also lunch choices. What's the average caloric intake you give here? And are students allowed to intuitively feed themselves during the day? Or are they trapped in a more arcade lunch hour style of feeding?
Pinkie Pie snorted as she giggled.
We're not talking about raising farm animals here.
Hi.
Applejack huffed, still scowling over her quiz paper.
I will have to get back to you on that, Miss Pie. We are just about to finish our quiz.
Turley stammered, her grin a rictus of pain as she rapidly walked back to her desk.
Hey, since I have you.
Rainbow Dash interjected as she blocked her path with one blue leg.
Do you have, like, a scholastic path for, like, the cool kids? You know, the athletes? Scoots is a real smart kid, but she doesn't always wear a helmet, you know? She's taken a couple bunks on the old noggin. I'm thinking she might need, like, the coaster classes? You know, so she can focus on her backball / skateboarding / rollerblading career.
We don't have different classes.
Turley snarled, fighting her way back to cheerful, which was coming out somewhat feral instead.
This is a one-room schoolhouse. Miss Turley, I'm done. I'm done first, actually. I've been done for 10 minutes.
Twilight Sparkle interrupted, her voice drifting into a smug little sing-song at the end.
Could you check mine first? I don't want you to run out of gold stars.
Gold stars? For propaganda?
Applejack growled, batting at Twilight Sparkle's page as she waved it above her head.
They're advocating for Applesoft. That's a crime.
Miss Shirley? Miss Shirley?
Rarity called, waving her hoof elegantly in the air.
My paper got a graphite smudge on it. May I have a new one? All right, that's enough!
Shirley roared, slamming her hoofs on the desk.
Pencils down! The quiz is over! Time for recess! Every pony out! Well...
Rarity sniffed as she pranced by Shirley's desk on her way out.
You don't have to get huffy about it.
Shirley slumped in her chair and slid beneath her desk to curl up on the floor.
It was the best family day ever!
Applebloom cheered once they were safely outside, prancing around Applejack and her friends.
You guys were great! All your plan worked perfectly! I bet we'll get recess for an extra hour at least!
Plan?
Rarity asked, and the Cutie Mark Crusaders exchanged quick looks as the adults looked down at them in confusion.
We don't have any plan.
Applejack shrugged.
Yeah, I just wanted to learn more about the program there. Gotta say, I wasn't very impressed.
Pinkie Pie clucked to herself, scribbling furious notes on her pink notepad.
I hope she doesn't forget my gold star.
Twilight Sparkle muttered to herself, casting a dark glance back at the little red schoolhouse.
Alright everyone, this is once again Comet Time with Official Pony, and I will once again remind you that you can support Pony Wolf Productions through the links down in the description. Every dollar helps is needed and very much appreciated. And don't forget that you get special perks if you become a patron or a channel member. So, let me get into the meat of the story. Guys, this is just weird. And I, however, can also kind of see this happening, you know? With Applejack going on about stealing apples and Twilight wanting her gold stars. This is so adorable. Here at the end, I hope she doesn't forget my gold star. God. I mean, it's just a little, you know, funny thing, you might say, but it's also like, why? Why is Twilight there? Why would Pinky not go to Cheerily outside of school hours? You know, it's a bit weird. But yeah, I like it. It's just something of a palate cleanser, you could say.
Anyhow, love you all, and I hope that this story finds you well in body and mind.